From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Consulting firm Category Partners surveyed 1,000 U.S. consumers and found that 72% say they don't mind buying products in plastic packaging, or they actually prefer it. According to ProduceRetailer.com, 36% of consumers say it doesn't matter to them whether produce comes in plastic packaging or not, while 19% of the people say they prefer to buy fresh produce in plastic bags. On the flip side, 17% say they avoid buying produce in plastic packaging whenever possible. Data from the 2017 USDA Ag Census is proving how dramatic the growth of U.S. dairies has become and the effect it's having on the industry. MilkBusiness.com reports 55% of milk cows in the U.S. reside on dairies with more than 1,000 cows, while just 12 years ago, that same operation accounted for less than 20% of the U.S. dairy herd. Several factors impact the drive to larger dairies, including production costs. China has announced it will raise tariffs on $75 billion of U.S. products in retaliation for President Trump's planned September 1st tariff increase on Chinese goods. AgriMarketing.com reports China will impose an extra 5% tariff on U.S. soybeans and an additional 10% tariff on U.S. beef and pork starting September 1st. An additional 10% tariff on U.S. wheat, corn, and sorghum will start on December 15th. A Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman warned new U.S. tariffs would result in escalation of trade frictions. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.